tens of thousands of Egyptians on the street protesting, calling for the ouster of Hosni Mubarak. That sound of some scuffling between police and protesters in Cairo from yesterday. More protests are expected throughout that country today, and there's a massive rally in Cairo being organized online and by word of mouth that's scheduled for tomorrow. Joining us now live from Cairo is the BBC's Arabic correspondent Khalid Ez Al Arab. Good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
So what is happening today? I mean, is it relatively quiet as they prepare for a large rally tomorrow?
It is relatively quiet, but it was also relatively quiet yesterday in the morning, and then towards the evening as people left work, more demonstrations have been going on. Today there has been only one demonstration so far in front of the lawyer syndicate in downtown Cairo. Some dozens of protesters gathered there, surrounded by a very heavy security presence, which has also been in all these strategic areas in Cairo, in front of the universities, in the main square. So very heavy security presence, one demonstration so far, and everyone expecting huge protests tomorrow afternoon.
And I assume that at this point, just about everyone knows that Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed al-Baradei is returning home, arriving in Cairo today. Are people expected to receive him?
Well, to be honest, Baradei has been a little bit absent from the scene. He has been abroad, and he has been abroad for quite some time during the last few months, which saw important events in Egypt, such as the elections. It's not really very clear to many people that he is playing a leading role in organizing the protests, although some of his supporters have been organizing some of these events. But he himself has been quite distant from the scene. His return could be seen as a sign that he is now willing to engage more strongly.
Well, we have lost Khalid Ez Al Arab, BBC's Arabic correspondent. He was reporting to us live from Cairo, and Cairo lost his signal.